Rodgers, timing route to the end zone. It's caught by Metcalf. Touchdown.
Well, I mean, they've been taking on the chin a little bit, I think, the last couple weeks and didn't really appreciate it. So they came out and played incredible. We were terrible on offense after the first two drives. I didn't have a good game, but the defense every time kept us in. I mean, into the first half, deflection, interception, going in for a touchdown, fumble, touchback. I mean, the defense won the game. This was a classic Blitzburg performance. Hats off for those guys. Offense, we got to get in the film room and get better because we can't have our defense save it for us like that every week.
50-minute mark on the Fan, brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Route 19, Peters Township. On a day the Steelers woke up 2-1, the high in Pittsburgh is 82 degrees, and that is your fan weather brought to you by Myers Law Group, Pittsburgh's choice for affordable legal solutions. So that's Aaron Rodgers keeping it real. That's not Russell Wilson and all of his banal platitudes and football cliches and whatnot after games, saying I didn't have a good game. After those two drives, the offense didn't play well. He's right. But the one thing I disagree with him on is what he said about how we can't have the defense winning us games. Yes, you can. When the defense is getting paid more than any team in the NFL, when you've budgeted $160 million to defense, the way Mike Tomlin has drawn it up is for games like that to happen quite often. He doesn't want to admit that because he's a proud Hall of Fame quarterback with four MVPs. And he wants to be more of the driving force behind wins than just being along for the ride. And in some cases, like maybe holding the team back and making it more difficult to win. But this team is set up to win games like this. I don't love that per se. I would like a more balanced team. I wouldn't invest as much money on defense as the Steelers. But that's their philosophy. That's their plan. That's how they want to attempt to do things. They're trying to zig when everyone else sags. They're trying to win with defense in 2025, and they're not trying to be the team that scores 30 points per game. So I'm sure Mike Tomlin looks at his team as a team that's going to win more than nine games this year, and it's because there's going to be a bunch of games where they hold the opposition under 17 points. And the offense's job is to really don't screw it up.
Yeah, it's just I hate how dangerously that's living in the modern NFL. And I just saw Palazzolo tweet this yesterday that I think offenses are averaging 317 yards a game through 3 weeks, which is like the lowest in a very long time. So defense is winning maybe more than it usually does. But man, we know it's an offensive league. You and I know this. Our listeners know this. Mike wanting to win that way or designing the team and structuring the team financially to win that way just makes it a high wire act. And I feel like yesterday is a perfect example of this, Pony. Like what Rodgers says, I agree with there because that's how really good teams typically win. Think of how dominant the Steelers looked early in this game and how inept New England looked. When you don't either have an offense that can put that game away and make it a laugher early and go up by three, four touchdowns or something and then move the ball sort of at will.
Yeah.
Or you have a coach philosophically who just kind of doesn't have that in his DNA right now. Look what you're left with. Like that was a nail biter. The other team has the ball for the first quarter. It's not really a pleasant watch for fans. It can't be that fun for the players. Your defense is getting gassed. Like they've got to rely on turnovers. That's just, it's not how I want to see a team win a football game because I don't find it to be a sustainable method anymore.
But there's also very few teams that go about and have these kind of, you know, easy peasy wins every Sunday in the NFL.
I understand that. I get that most games, there's a reason the league is so popular, and it's because the overwhelming amount of games end up going down to the wire.
Yeah.
But I would submit as evidence to like what I'm saying being like a point of frustration for me, if you get a team like New England that I feel a year away, it seems like, at least early on here, down 14-0, even in their building that early, and they've already committed a turnover, that's the team where you try to start throwing knockout punches.
Okay, but if I had told you when the Steelers were up 14-0 that they were still going to win the game by a touchdown, you're telling me you would have been like disappointed in that? I absolutely would have. Like even at the break between the first quarter and the second quarter, when they had an A-plus start to the game, they forced turnovers, they forced a punt, Harmon looks good, Hayward looks good, they took their only drive and scored a touchdown. If you had said to me then, hey, they're only going to win this game by a touchdown, I would have been like, cool. That's fine by me.
They won a touchdown win is considered a big win
in the NFL if you beat a team by a full touchdown score.
I mean, they got outscored the rest of the game by 7. I understand they're up and you can't take that away from them. Are you saying that you do not find cause for any alarm with anything they did offensively between 14-0 and then the last drive to score the winner?
I definitely, yes. Well, alarm. So what would be the things that would be alarming?
Can't run the ball at all.
Okay, I agree with that.
I thought they actually only charted pressure on Rodgers on 4 of 23 dropbacks.
I didn't think the offensive line was bad yesterday, and that seemed to be like a huge cause for argument with people.
Pony, I didn't think they were bad either, but he still got the ball out, I think, the 4th or 5th fastest of the week. And that, by the way, is not like a guarantee that their offense has to be pop gun. Baker Mayfield gets it out very quickly, too. Okay? But it's actually kind of unnerving that the offensive line generally held up. I think Jones allowed like one quarterback hit, but I watch him more closely than the rest. But I thought they, by and large, were fine in pass protection. But when the line holds up and he only has 139 yards passing and I'll invoke Kenny Pickett here in the sense that when the game was on the line, he made a bunch of plays he needed to make, including a nice touchdown throw. Like, it is kind of a problem that their offense stalled out despite not being beset by sacks, by pressure, by getting thrown off schedule. Like, they just could not move the ball. And to the point about, like, people have been wondering why I'm not giving them more credit defensively. If their defense, in a weird way, looked like New England's did for the middle part of that game, where, like, the Patriots just stopped everything the Steelers threw at them, I would actually feel better long-term about the Steelers' defense. I'd be like, damn, they didn't get to the quarterback, but, man, the Patriots couldn't do anything against them. They couldn't move the ball. Like, they looked just like an immovable object.
Well, then what I'm confused by then is, if you think the Patriots played better than the Steelers, why don't you feel better about New England in general?
Hold on. I didn't say that the Patriots played better than the Steelers.
But you said the Patriots' offense played better than the Steelers' offense. And now
they
moved
the ball better for sure.
You're saying the way New England played defensively was actually more impressive than what the Steelers did.
I don't think that that's necessarily the case, that they played better defensively. I think the Steelers were very inept offensively. It looks like the Patriots played great defense. The Steelers couldn't do anything against them. The Patriots, if you give me the stats and you take the turnovers completely out, you just don't tell me the turnovers.
Yes.
You say one team averaged a full yard per play more and had almost a 2-1 yards advantage.
Yeah.
That team's at home. That team should probably win a coin flip game, 85% of the time? 70%? 75% of the time? 3 out of 4, probably.
Maybe.
With some of those numbers, I don't tell you the turnovers. Their quarterback had more yardage, etc. I just think that the Steelers deserve credit for this. I've said this a million times. They forced a bunch of turnovers and the Patriots didn't practice ball security. That's why Mike Tomlin loves to harp on it. But like, some of the longer term trend type things did not look good for the Steelers.
I don't think that 21 points per game is going to get the Steelers their first playoff win since 2016. But it also is enough points where I don't really feel like haranguing the offense for how they played yesterday. Yes, there was a long gap in the game where they did next to nothing offensively. That is true. But they had an incredible start to the game, 2 for 2 with touchdowns, and they finished with a flourish. So it's not really like how you would want to map it out or sketch it out before a game. But I would say for them, 21 points based on like the backup quarterbacks they're playing and some of the teams are going to play here is going to be good enough to win a lot of games. Like, you asked the question, what's alarming? I think that the fact that they haven't been able to run the ball against anybody is an issue. I think the fact that we were sold the idea that they were going to be big plays for tight ends in their offense and there's like none is something that is strange to me. The fact that they are so scared of Rodgers getting hit in their offensive line not holding up that they don't take any chances downfield. Those are things that I don't like, but I don't, other than the run game's a big one, I think the other two you can actually correct and fix. I think you can get the tight ends more involved, and I think Rodgers still has the arm where you can ask him to air it out more. The run one I don't have a good answer for, though, I've seen zero that makes me think that it's going to turn around and get better.
I mean, Alex Kozora, who we both like over at Steelers Depot, he's already breaking down some of like the things they're doing in the run game that seem very bad based on what the blocking scheme should be. Like, there's some just obvious errors being made here. I think what'll concern me even more is, let's say the kind of, we'll call it a very small gradual upward trajectory of the pass protection. Didn't allow a sack, didn't allow much pressure. He still gets the ball out quick, but they kept him mostly clean. His interception was absolutely his fault. I saw people say, well, Jones was getting pushed back. No chance.
He blamed himself, and he should have. It was a horrible pass.
A horrible pass. Yep. It had nothing to do with being pressured at all, in my opinion. Guys face that kind of pressure every day in the NFL. Caleb Williams threw a 65-yard touchdown in the NFL, getting hit as he threw yesterday. If the pass protection continues to incrementally improve, but they aren't taking more shots downfield as a result of it, that'll be a very bad thing, because then we'll be back at square one.
The Tomlin
philosophically, playing it safe. Yeah. I don't want to do that, even with Aaron Rodgers around.
And I know he threw that hideous interception, and I did think he missed a couple throws. Like Freiermuth was open, and he threw it behind him at one point.
He hit the defender in the jersey, I think.
I still leave this game feeling good about Aaron Rodgers. Even though the numbers are 139 passing yards and two touchdowns to one interception, which is, you know, right in line with the Rudolph, Trubisky, Pickett era, I still, big picture, like how he's playing.
The difference with him and the reason you can squint and say, like, no, I can still choose to be optimistic is his resume is what his resume is. And, like, when the chips were on the table, it's different when a guy like that makes the throw he made to Austin, which he said wasn't even that good of a throw.
He was perfect on that drive, versus, 4-for-4.
Versus when a guy like Kenny or Mason or Mitch was doing it. I'd be like, I don't know if this guy's any good. You know that if Rodgers gets cooking, there's reason to believe he'll keep
cooking. And the reason why I disagree with you saying the offense sucked yesterday, they were in the red zone three times and came away with touchdowns all three times. That's not sucky offense. That's not terrible offense. That's not a bad day at the office.
Opportunistic offense.
Well, yeah. Well, I mean, since when is opportunistic a negative term? You have an opportunity to go down there and score, you cash it in. I mean, that's...
I know, but if I was looking at team offensive statistics for the year, just humor me here, and that's what I was going off of. Team offense, 203 yards per game would be like, what, bottom of the league, I would think? The Cincinnati Bengals,
yes, it would be really bad.
Through three games, have 662 yards of total offense. That's what 220 something a game.
Where would 21 points per game get you?
Hold on, Chalooch. We're looking.
They're also clicking at like 85% when they're in the red zone.
They're 6 of 7 in the red zone, which is the best thing that they are doing. Scoring numbers right now in the NFL. They would be like mid-pack. I think they'd be a little bit upper mid-pack.
Right, so they had an average offensive performance yesterday.
But they really, like, to me, they did not. To me, they had three good drives, and to their immense credit,
they cashed all three touchdowns.
They had five drives that, as you like to, if I were doing my best Andrew Filippone, I'd say, yeah, and the other five drives, their offense blows. Or their other five drives, they were ass. Like, that's how I came away from that.
But if you move the ball up and down the field and have five drives where you go the length of the field, but stall in the red zone and kick five field goals, did you have a better or worse offensive performance than what the Steelers had yesterday?
I mean, by definition, since the game is measured in points.
Right.
Here, I'll say something that's going to infuriate you, and I'm sure you already probably know what it is, but I'll say it anyway. If I were trying to do a projection based on how I think things will go, I'd feel some real optimism if I were the Patriots because they move the ball, and I would say they're just not going to fumble the ball that many times again. They can bench Ramondre Stevenson's ass and put Travion Henderson in.
Tony's on the fan. Hello, Tony.
Hey, how you guys doing today?
Hey, brother.
Well, look, I do feel a little better about them after the win. The defense finally showed up. Hayward was unbelievable. Even Patrick Queen had a good game. But overall, Tony... I'm not that optimistic. The lack of being able to run the ball is a serious, serious problem. And, you know, I don't like to bash in New England, but you're not going to beat Jackson and Derrick Henry like that. You're not going to beat, you know, Josh Allen and Cook. You know, they beat New England. They beat a team they should beat, and they should have buried them.
I don't agree with that last point. Since when is it just like universally believed that the Steelers right now should be in a better place than the Patriots? Because they have an older team? Drake May, like, we've seen second-year quarterbacks win MVP awards and win Super Bowls. Ben did that.
I mean, I think most of the evaluations of the Patriots that I've seen like broadly speaking, if I were going to get like an industry consensus, is talent wise, they're still at least a year away.
They're playing the easiest schedule in the AFC.
I understand that, but that's their schedule. Most people think they are probably a year away when it comes to talent acquisition, especially on offense at the skill positions, and especially a wide receiver, from being the kind of team that makes a real threat.
They scored 33 points the week before, and May had three touchdowns.
They had 13 points at home the week before that.
Right.
That would suggest to me that they are still a work in progress.
Well, then why didn't anybody say that?
Because
where was all that commentary?
Because most people are going to naturally gravitate towards the following position. After the Steelers had one of the most pathetic, inept losses at home to start their home schedule, and the Patriots had a win where their quarterback maybe played the best game of his career, the average person is going to look at that and say, Steelers are probably going to go on the road and lose a coin
flip. You're not the average person.
You're right, I'm
dumber
than the average.
You're okay.